News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The super cyclone Amphan weakened into an extremely severe cyclonic storm on Tuesday, but still packed enough force to pulverize the coastal districts of Odisha and West Bengal, where lakhs of people were evacuated from vulnerable areas and shifted to safety, officials said. As it rumbled over the Bay of Bengal, 510 kilometers off the Digha coast in West Bengal, likely charting a north-northeastward course, the two states were on high alert. The cyclonic system that spread in a diameter of 18 kilometers on Monday expanded to 33 kilometers on Tuesday, a meteorological department official said in Bhubaneswar, explaining that the sprawl had reduced the cyclone's intensity. The official said when Amphan makes landfall between Bengal's Digha, some 180 kilometers from Kolkata, and Hatia Island in Bangladesh on Wednesday afternoon or evening, it will pack sustained wind speed of 155 to 165 kilometers per hour, gusting at 185 kilometers per hour. The gale force wind blowing at a speed of 240 to 250 kilometers per hour and gusting to 275 kilometers per hour at one point had lost intensity and was moving at a speed of 200 to 210 kilometers per hour, gusting to 230 kilometers per hour on Tuesday evening. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said around 3 lakh people have been evacuated from coastal areas in the state, while around 1 lakh people were shifted to cyclone shelters in Odisha. 41 teams of the National Disaster Response Force, including 7 reserves, have been deployed in the two states, its Chief S.N. Pradhan said in New Delhi. 15 NDRF teams are deployed and 5 are in reserve in 7 districts of Odisha, while 19 teams were actively deployed and 2 in reserve in 6 Bengal districts. Pradhan said Cabinet Secretary Rajiv Gauba chaired a meeting of the National Crisis Management Committee on Tuesday to take stock of the situation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also spoke to Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik and his West Bengal counterpart Mamata Banerjee to review the preparedness for the impending cyclone. Amphan had turned into a super cyclonic storm from extremely severe cyclonic storm on Monday, only the second such tropical storm over the Bay of Bengal in 2 decades, before getting somewhat enfeebled. Odisha was savaged by a super cyclone in 1999 that had claimed around 10,000 lives. A Samajwadi Party leader and his son were shot dead in broad daylight in Uttar Pradesh's Sambhal district on Tuesday, following an altercation over a road built under the MNREGA scheme. The police said 2 people were later arrested. A viral video of the murder showed 2 men armed with rifles threatening SP leader Chotelal Devakar and his son Sunil, following which they shot dead the father-son duo. The video was recorded by one of the villagers present at the scene in Fatehpur Shamsoi village under Behjoi police station in Sambhal. One of the armed men in the video was identified as Savinder, a local strongman. Local sources said Divakar and his son had gone to inspect the road which cut through a field in the village. IG Ramit Sharma and SP Yamuna Prasad reached the spot and conducted investigations. An FIR was registered after a written complaint by Divakar's wife. Prasad said the incident took place under the Behjoi police station area and the bodies have been sent for autopsy. Chotilal Divakar had contested the 2017 assembly elections on a Samajwadi Party ticket. Following the complaint, the FIR was lodged against 8 people, including 2 unidentified persons, under relevant sections of the Indian Penal Code, including 302 for murder, Prasad said. 2 of those named in the FIR, Jitendra Sharma and Sharmendra Sharma, have been arrested. The others named in the FIR are Ramendra, Upendra, Gyanendra and Gajendra Singh, he said. Efforts are being made to arrest the remaining accused, he added. In a scathing reaction, the Samajwadi Party said the Yogi Adityanath government had failed on the law and order front. Former SP MP Dharmendra Yadav said Divakar was a dedicated party worker. He was given the party ticket from the Chandausi Vidhan Sabha seat in the 2017 assembly elections, but the seat later went to the SP's alliance partner. Yadav accused the BJP government in the state and the police of sheltering criminals. Over 300 terrorists are present in launch pads across the LOC in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, waiting to infiltrate into the Indian side, Jammu and Kashmir's Director General of Police, Dilbagh Singh, said on Tuesday. He said that there was a high degree of vigilance by the security grid to foil Pakistan's design of pushing terrorists into Jammu and Kashmir. "We have a fairly big number of terrorists who are waiting across that side to be pushed into Jammu and Kashmir. There are already around 4 incidents of infiltration in Kashmir Valley, and 2 to 3 such attempts have been made in Rajouri Punch area," he told PTI in an interview at the police headquarters. Expressing concern over it, the DGP said that Pakistan's ISI, army and other agencies are very active and trained terrorists are ready in launch pads. The approximate number of terrorists in launching pads along LOC and POK on Kashmir side is 150 to 200 and on this side, that is Jammu region, it is between 100 to 125 as per the latest assessment of our agencies, he said. The police chief said that 4 groups of terrorists have been able to infiltrate into Jammu and Kashmir. Regarding the international border, 2 to 3 terrorist groups have been able to infiltrate so far during the current year. That kind of notorious act by Pakistan continues, he said. The DGP said that there are reports of infiltration by 30 terrorists into Jammu and Kashmir this year. On both sides, that is Jammu and Kashmir regions, put together, the number could be anywhere around 30 this year, Singh said, adding that the number of infiltration attempts has gone up. "That is one serious cause of concern for us," he added. Hungarian lawmakers on Tuesday approved legislation banning the legal recognition of transgender citizens. Amendments to the law on the birth, death and marriage registry, approved mostly by deputies from Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's Fidesz party, will prevent transgender or intersex people from legally changing their gender to match their gender identity. The bill changes the sex category in official documents like birth certificates to sex at birth, defined as the biological sex determined by primary sex characteristics and chromosomes. Once determined, the birth sex category can't be changed. The amendments were part of a large legislative package submitted by Deputy Prime Minister Zsolt Semjen, head of the Christian Democratic Party. "Given that the complete change of the biological sex is not possible, it is necessary to state in law that there is no possibility to change it in the registry of births, marriages and deaths either," an explanation accompanying the amendment said. The legislation has come under strong criticism from rights groups, which are asking Hungary's president to refrain from signing the bill into law and send it for review to the Constitutional Court. Among those expressing concerns about the legislation were the European Parliament, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, the Council of Europe's Commissioner for Human Rights, and the Hungarian Psychological Society. "This decision pushes Hungary back toward the dark ages and tramples the rights of transgender and intersex people," Amnesty International Hungary international researcher Krisztina Tamás Szarói said in a statement. "It will not only expose them to further discrimination, but will also deepen an already intolerant and hostile environment faced by the LGBTI community. Everyone's gender identity should be legally recognized and everyone must be allowed to change their legal name and gender markers on all official documents." In 2018, the Orbán government, which sees Muslim immigrants as a threat to Christian culture in Europe, withdrew state funding from gender studies programs and removed official accreditation for master's degrees in the discipline. And Indian buyers have resumed purchases of Malaysian palm oil after a 4-month gap following a diplomatic row. With buying spurred by a fall in domestic inventories and discounted prices, trade sources told Reuters. The renewed purchases come amid improving trade relations between the two countries after the formation of a new government in Kuala Lumpur, with Malaysia signing a deal last week to buy a record 100,000 tons of Indian rice. Leading Indian importers last week contracted up to 200,000 tons of crude palm oil from Malaysia, the world's number 2 producer after Indonesia, to be shipped in June and July, the sources told Reuters. "Port stocks have dropped sharply in India because of lower imports," said a Singapore-based trader who sells Malaysian and Indonesian palm oil. Ship tracking data compiled by Refinitiv showed that India's total palm oil imports for the first 4 months of 2020 fell by more than 50% from the same period in 2019 to 1.11 million tons. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.